Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $4,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Focus. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,500 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees to qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory five-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Go to RenewSleep.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So that happened. That was fun.
What a night.
What a night. What a moment. The David Bote game forever, that will be. And David Bote, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, as he did Friday when we were talking about some of these memorable moments. And David, you said that the July 26th game-tying home run in the ninth, just another game, just another moment, keep it even keel. And if you say the same thing about last night, I am not going to believe you.
Okay, you're right. I'll give it one day, and then tomorrow is
there
just another
day.
There
you go. Thank you. Good job, David. That's awesome. Have you slept?
I slept a couple hours last night, yeah.
Kids allow you to sleep?
Yeah, the kids did, you know, but my wife and I got to hang out a little bit last night and just enjoy Chicago.
Do you get a chance? I mean, was it worth it that night, you know, last night to kind of reflect on where you've been and the journey that you've had, or do you save that for another day? I mean, you told us on Friday you're thinking about writing the book. This certainly makes for a hell of a chapter. But I wonder if it's worth doing that, not worth it, but if it's meaningful doing that as often as we on the outside might think that you do.
Not too much. I'm more just enjoying the moment. Enjoying what today, you know, my wife kind of brought that up to me. Is just saying, you know, sometimes baseball can just give you a moment to just enjoy, you know, just enjoy this time, this moment, this minute. And I was more of that than actually reflecting on it. You know, like I said before, probably later on, either off season or later on in my career, being able to reflect on more of that stuff. But right now, more just enjoying what's happening today.
All right, take us through the sequencing a little bit. It was interesting because it's almost like after you saw the issues with the knuckle curve, you could kind of take that out of play. Was that your approach?
Yeah, so they've been, like I said, they've been getting me with the two-seam sinker all series. And I knew Mathen had that as well as a little four-seam kind of cut. He kind of did up top of the zone. You know, and he's unbelievable pitcher with unbelievable stuff. Been around for years, their closer. So, you know, got to respect what he has. And so I just kind of got to pick a spot, pick a location, kind of pick a pitch. You know, and he hit two guys, and he hit Jesse Wilson with the curveball there. So I was just kind of looking for a ball down that I could just get underneath it, you know, and just pick that spot. And then if he kind of throws three pitches up in the zone, have to live with it, and just sticking to that approach and was able to get it.
I thought the 1-1 take was pretty impressive. I know you reacted afterward as though it might not have been a strike or you didn't like where it was. I just, if you're looking down like that and take that and then get it called, although, you know, it looks like it might have nipped the zone, you know, you have, is there, what's the routine to refocus after getting what you thought you wanted and then having it called?
Right. Yeah. So I thought it was a little bit down, and looking at it again, it did nip. So, I mean, great call by the umpire there. So just stepping out of the box, taking a deep breath, regathering yourself, not letting the previous pitch dictate what my plan was, so like that is what I was looking for, and it was a little bit further down than I wanted. So being able to be disciplined enough to stay off of that, even though that's what I was looking for, was huge. And Zoe and I have been talking about that a lot of sticking to your approach, whatever that is, because it changes throughout the game. It can change mid-pitch, mid at bat. But stepping out, getting back to what you want to do, and then when you get it, being disciplined enough to either take it or put the swing on it.
Is that your best bat flip ever at any level of baseball?
Probably. It just kind of happened. I mean, I didn't even realize I did it until I saw it on the replay. I was like, oh, man, I did bat flip it. So, I mean, obviously meant no disrespect by any means, but I was just kind of the heat of the moment, got it good, and I was kind of wishing it out.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to do that.
Oh, there's so many moments. There was so much going on with the flourishes there, because not only there's the point that you know it's gone, there's the bat flip, then there's the get to first base, look at me, I'm an airplane.
In the arms.
And yeah, you'll fly the W, fly around the bases, then the helmet toss, and then they're all waiting, and they tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965. It was amazing.
Right, yeah, I was running bases, and I knew my arm was up, and I was like, put your arm down, and I just couldn't. I couldn't put it down, and then, yeah, getting at home, getting my jersey ripped off. This morning, my daughter was like, hey, rip your sweater off. You ripped your sweater off. Like, you get a new one? Like, she was super nervous that they were hurting me, and I said, no, it's okay. Like, it was pretty funny, pretty sweet.
How old is your daughter, first off?
She's 2.5.
Okay, all right. So she's got some time to realize you're fine. Where is the shredded jersey?
It's in the clubhouse right now. They authenticated it up, and they're gonna frame it up.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. We also saw this note on Twitter from the voice of the Iowa Cubs, Alex Cohen. Tweeted the following: here's your friendly reminder that David Bote has been recalled 5 times this season from AAA, and as of 5 days ago, his car still remained in the parking lot of his apartment complex.
Wait,
in Des Moines.
What?
Is that true?
yes, it is. We did end up buying another car in May, so we have two. So my wife drove one of the cars here. So we have one here and one at Des Moines.
What kind of car is sitting there? I'm just wondering.
It's a Ford Escape.
Okay. So
do you plan on retrieving the car at any point, or is that just, first person there gets it?
It's got half of our stuff packed into it. So whenever at the end of the year, we'll stop by and pick it up.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's just one of those things where
it's
to be remembered. As all this is going on, half of your stuff is in a car in Des Moines.
Correct.
Well, I know this, like Connor mentioned, again, I hope you're taking good notes, because this is all going to be part of that book when it gets written someday. I'm glad you took the time to join us. You got the whole off day to revel in it. Everything timed up just right. So I'm glad you're enjoying, and certainly appreciate the fact that you could take the time to pick up the phone again today, David.
No, absolutely. I really appreciate you guys having me. I enjoy talking to you guys, and yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Cool. David, thank you. David Bote of the Chicago Cubs, the man of the hour.
He could end every conversation he has the next 48 hours with, yeah, it's awesome. Like, literally everything that's going on right now for me is awesome, and I'm just going to bathe in the awesome for the next, I don't know, 12 hours or so.
Yeah, I hope people make sure that car is secured. Like, maybe you should head down there and just keep an eye on it for
I feel
him.
Like we owe it to Dave. Now that we've kind of, this car has got a bunch of stuff, we should probably call the apartment complex and just tell them, like, hey, just keep an eye on it. Make sure it sticks around and stays there. We don't want anybody taking his stuff.
Yeah, we don't want, like, novelty hunters going in there and saying, yeah, I remember when he left all his stuff there.
I can't imagine that it has, because baseball guys, I mean, the players will keep the, they've got the gamer glove, right? and then they've always got the one that they're breaking in.
Right.
But because Bodie plays so many positions, maybe we can ask him when we have him on again tomorrow. Not that we're going to have him in again tomorrow, but it's kind of that trend.
Yeah, he's part of the show now.
It really is. It's Bernstein, McKnight, and Bodie. He's got to have more than one of the next up gloves because he plays so many spots. So I'm wondering if like his backup second baseman's mitt isn't in that car in Des Moines, because at some point you got to make a cut on stuff that you can bring around. He plays second the least. Maybe that's, you know, he might have a mitt in there or something.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are your Score Midday Show at 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670. Today, broadcasting from Bryn Mawr Country Club in Lincolnwood, Joe Madden's third annual Try Not to Suck golf outing that benefits his Respect 90 Foundation. Big thanks to a couple of sponsors here, the St. Jane Hotel, located at 230 North Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and Not Standard, it's Not with a K, Standard Custom Suits and Menswear are part of the festivities today. Today, some really nicely appointed golf shirts.
What do you got over there?
This is part of their Taylor Bird collection, and this is lovely. See, and you know me, like when I get free stuff, usually it's a, you know,
you're going to be wearing that tomorrow.
This is already my nicest shirt.
By far.
I kid you.
Oh, look at this.
Look at the fabric on there.
Yeah, like, this can't wrinkle like all the other things you've got. This is nice.
I am not exaggerating when I say right now that's my nicest shirt.
This is great radio.
You dress yourself with stuff you find out of the trunk. Yeah, like, that's what I'm convinced you do when you get to work.
But
drive in naked. All this posturing against shirtless driving has been a canard your entire career.
You're on to me.
You show up naked. You rip some sort of shirt out of your trunk and then walk over to work.
We are looking forward to more surprises here as the golfers are hitting the practice green and getting set to go out and whack that thing around.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Coach Fitz of the Wildcats host to Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. After last night's emotional high, the Cubs get a day to rest before hosting the Brewers for two day games. The Northsiders have a 5-game advantage on Milwaukee in the loss column. The Sox go to Comerica Park tonight to visit the Tigers. Golf with Tiger on the prowl, CBS Sports had the highest final round PGA Championship ratings in 9 years, and it's day 29 of Roquan Smith's holdout. This update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. For the second year in a row, the top-rated bank in Chicago is Lakeside Bank. S&P Global Intel says Lakeside is number one again among all 2017 banks between $1 and $10 billion in assets. Join Lakeside Bank. It's about time. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Got a lot of texters that are offering to take David Bodie's car and drive it over here if he needs his stuff, or people offering to go get his stuff and bring him his stuff. It's so baseball. That's so great. And you're right. The Matt Wieters reaction.
It's beautiful.
Immediately after contact, Wieters like, okay, that's good.
I wonder if it's silent, because you can't tell because he's got the mask on. I can't tell if it's like a silent walk off and in pain. I mean, it looks like he's been struck in the kidneys.
Well, he's not glove screaming.
No, he's not glove screaming.
Although, if you wear a catcher's mask, you don't have to glove scream because nobody can see your face anyway.
He could be screaming. It's kind of tough to tell. But
damn it!
There is clear pain in that man's body as he leaves the field. And David Bodie sprints around every one of those bases after the Grand Slam last night. That was a hell of an ending.
It's not quite the Ted Lilly glove slam, which is one of the all-time great reactions.
There's something beautiful about a grown man acting petulant like that, acting like a small, small child. And Ted Lilly in that moment captured everything. He had all of that, you know, 7-year-old... I'm taking my ball and going home kind of slam going on there. You're right.
Well, that was it was fun stuff last night at Wrigley Field, capping off a memorable sports viewing day after watching a front nine from Tiger Woods, the likes of which I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I've ever seen anybody spray those drives all over the place and rescue. I've seen pars rescued, but not birdies.
No, you've seen pars. You don't see birdies after that. You just don't, even from the best golfers on tour. And I wonder, you know, as I was listening to Tiger after that round and after his finish, I was struck by something that I already knew, but it just kind of rang home again. And I wonder if you had any kind of similar thoughts or feelings, or if you've already kind of reconciled this with the Tiger we're seeing now. Because we'd asked over and over as he got back into golf, is he back? Is Tiger back? Is Tiger back? I think unequivocally we can say that a version of Tiger is indeed back.
But the context is different because he's back against a different level of competition.
It's so different. He's older. He's arguably a different golfer altogether. And you just wonder.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do the altogether
he's
bit.
He's just a different golfer.
Once we start doing that,
yeah, there's really no coming back. Golfer, right. He was talking about how much he had to rework his swing. He was asked, like, if we'd have told you 2 years ago that you would be here with consecutive top 10 finishes like this, that you'd have, you know, runs at major championships. He said, with what swing? That was his response to the question. With what swing
would I be there? How many times he's re-engineered his swing?
Getting off the tee, I was putting well. He always putts well. But he had no short game, he had no touch, and he had no swing. And I just wonder, we talk all the time about the best player to never win a major, right? You know, that somebody has this distinction always. It's Colin Montgomery. For a while, it was Sergio. For a while, it was Phil. You know,
it's Ricky Fowler
this
now.
Best player. Sure. I'm not altogether convinced, and I understand that it's a semantical argument. I'm not altogether convinced that the best player on tour right now that hasn't won a major isn't Tiger Woods.
Oh, that's cute.
This remade, different, completely strange stroke Tiger Woods. And I'm wondering, because I mentioned before when he kind of fell off in his last pursuit of a major title, that I have this anxiety around watching Tiger, this when is it going to fall apart kind of thing. And I don't mean from a shot selection standpoint or from a, you know, risk it for the biscuit, you know, kind of going for it, taking chances or keeping that driver around. I'm not talking about from that perspective. I'm talking about health-wise. And I think some of that is it's slowly going away from me, and I'm kind of glad. And it's because of the way he's talking about his rounds afterward.
Gio on the West Side, you're on the Bernstein McKnight Show on The Score.
Yeah, I'm about to make some enemies. Trade Bryant for a stud pitcher. You got a third baseman that's numerically just as good and going to be cheaper over the course of a few years than Bodie.
No. You're not going to make any edit. Everybody knows you're doing a bit.
What are you going to tell me about what Bryant's numbers have been? And okay. First of all, Bodie's right.
I'm just not.
Yeah,
I
that's
appreciate
fair.
The
yeah,
call, but fair. there's no point trying to treat
right.
that reasonably yeah. because it's not reasonable.
Right.
So the old me would have started screaming at him, but I'm in a different place.
You mean like last week?
Yes, that guy.
That guy. Same guy.
David Bodie changes us all.
Yeah, but and look, I think David Bodie understands that this is the time to enjoy what's going on with him because the league will catch up. He said, though they did. He said they were. They were pounding.
Look at his ABs the rest of the weekend.
Bad.
They're not great. He got gamed a little bit. He understood that and was able to make the adjustment, and it helps that Ryan Madsen's breaking ball completely just left him. I think about it this way, though. When we had Len Casper on this last week, what do we have on Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday. I asked him, in 3 years, David Bodie is what? Fill in the blank. He said Ben Zobrist. He said possibly Ben Zobrist. Not necessarily in the production or what have you, but David Bodie plays you all sorts of different positions.
What do we say? Zobrist, what, a 44-win player?
He's been fantastic. Joe Maddon, when healthy specifically, Joe Maddon has used that Swiss Army knife guy in every stop along his managerial career, right? I'm talking about minors. I'm talking about everything. He's looked for that guy and places to put him. Ben Zobrist is 37, mm-hmm. 36, 37.
Mm-hmm.
He signed to that contract where everybody saw it. You won a World Series, and you thought, well, I don't know if it's a four-year constructive, you know, productive contract, but it's a four-year deal. You're going to have somebody step into a few roles here. The very few veterans that the Cubs have, position player side, pitching's a whole other story. But the very few veterans you have, you're looking for replacements, and if Bodie's one of those, it didn't have to be Chris Bryant. Be Ben Zobrist.
You know, I didn't even mention the fact that we have three more opportunities to win $1,000 in cash between now and 1 o'clock via a lucky text keyword. The first of those opportunities comes your way next. We also expect some surprises to be coming your way next on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Brian Urlacher's speech and what it meant and how we delivered it, I felt like that was the best Brian Urlacher has ever been in terms of rising to the occasion. I know it wasn't on the field, and in those 19 minutes, I don't know that he was ever better.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Edge. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on 1667 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory five-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
We women are redefining ourselves. Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh.
Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams partners with 670 The Score. Official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, baseline. Well, right-handed, powered up. Oh, my goodness.
Rainbow three. Go.
What a shot.
Zipser's going to attempt the left side three.
Yes.
The kick out, Portis, three ball for the tie.
Yes.
Bobby Portis has tied the ball game with a triple.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Your new radio home for the Bulls.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joined us.
What's it going to be to you when you sign an autograph to throw the HOF on it?
I can't wait to write that. You know, I want to write that first instead of my name, actually. I just want to write HOF 2018 on there. It's been fun. You know, I really enjoy writing that. The first time I wrote it, I mean, I didn't want to jinx myself, but I actually practiced before I got in just to see what it would look like. And Luckily, I didn't jinx myself.
What you signed for?
Myself.
Just yourself?
Myself,
yeah.
Sitting in my kitchen being bored, waiting for the kids to get out of school one day.
When you cut a check, you just put the HOF by
there. 220, you know, yeah.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. This season, I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one, when I hit one, and when I drive one. Here's another winner from Westfield Ford.
Right now at Westfield Ford in Countryside, get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60, plus $2,000 bonus cash. Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Edge. Or choose 0 for 60, plus $3,000 bonus cash.
I've played some infield and some outfield, so I know how important it is to be versatile. At Westfield Ford, you'll get an all-star effort from their team, whether you're there for service or to buy. Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees to qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
AutoZone! This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Had 7 one-putts in a row. 9 for the 9 holes so far. This would be his 8th one-putt in a row. And what a birdie!
Fairways and greens, Gary.
Why? This is a lot more fun.
That is outrageous.
I have never had so much fun watching 9 holes in my life. And he's won back.
That's fantastic. Golf commentary can be so scathing. Like, it's honest. It's brutal. You miss shots, and they will let you know on the broadcast, and they don't care if you hear them.
That's why I love it. They will say, that's a bad call. That's a reckless play. What the hell is he doing? That's what you hear in golf commentary.
You get McCord giggling, though. Yeah. giggling. On a front 9, fairways and greens, Gary. Why? What's the point? This is way more fun.
Yeah, you don't need fairways and greens.
The hell
just,
with that.
You spray it into the trees, and you just, you know, hit one from 164 that's just dead stiff 3 feet from the pin. That's how you do it. Time was Tiger birdieing at 9 on a wild sports viewing day for all of us. It is now time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is full. Text full to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is full to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. I think we left something hanging there earlier when Pete LeCocq told us there is a Pete LeCocq, there is a hot dog
yes.
named in his honor that he said. I said, what's on it? He said, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
But
don't get it.
We need to get some closure here to see if we can find that and maybe run it by the I'm Fat podcast, too. And by the way, Look at the love the I'm Fat podcast is getting from everybody. Steve Rosenblum with a shout out.
Well, it's a well-executed podcast, and the love they have, the gustatory love they have for just, you know, life in general is meaningful. It's worthwhile.
It's like they hired a PR guy.
Well, Steve Rosenblum is our PR guy. He is a P1.
Okay.
He's mentioned us in his piece at least 3 or 4 times already. And we've done like 6 episodes because we are very fat and lazy.
It takes like a 3-month break between episode 2 and 3.
Rick and I are like, you want to do one? I don't know. I'm kind of hungry. Yeah. I'd rather eat. Okay.
I've found the hot dogs, the specialty hot dogs.
It's a hot dogs, isn't it?
It doesn't. No. No, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So Doug Sohn is actually, he's the one who is doing the homage to one of the 70s Cubs. I know it's a team that's near and dear to his heart.
This from a 2015 article in the Trib. The hot dogs concession stand behind the center field scoreboard will feature 3 creations, each named for a former Cubs player. Champ Summers.
Oh, God. He's really picked some winners ahead of me.
Is a spicy Vienna beef Polish sausage with Goose Island beer mustard and fried onions. That's
That's
classic.
That's right there. That's
a solid. That's 3 or 4 by the 5th inning is what that is. The Bill Bonham is an atomic pork sausage with cherry marmalade and smoked Gouda cheese.
Yes.
Which, what puts you out of that one?
Cherry marmalade.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Right. And Lady Marmalade.
The atomic pork though that they do is fantastic.
That's, members of Atomic Pork.
What is Atomic Pork?
I don't know. They have it at Peace Pizza. They've got it on. There's an atomic sausage. It's like a spicy pork sausage kind of thing. It's just terrific. Okay. They do a pizza over there. The Pete LeCocq is a ribeye steak sausage with horseradish cream and blue cheese.
Ooh,
I have eaten.
That's a lot.
The sausage you're talking about.
You've eaten the Pete LeCocq.
I have. Yes. Several times.
Yes.
It's delightful.
Okay.
Really? That horseradish and blue cheese isn't too much?
No.
They don't fight each other?
No, not really.
Huh.
No, it's good.
You sound dubious.
You put horseradish and blue cheese on a Pete LeCocq, and it feels like they would fight each other a little bit. But
One emerges victorious after the fight, and you enjoy the fight in your mouth.
Kind of you put either on anything, and I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a weird thing against condiments in general.
A picky fat guy.
Okay.
So I am kind of a picky fat guy.
You don't like mayonnaise either, right?
More of a Kobe guy.
To be fair, it's a volume shooter. Mayo is a very common one.
I don't like mayo either. Or mustard.
Hmm.
What? The mustard one's really weird.
Yeah, that's strange.
But I also don't like peanut butter.
Peanut butter, exactly.
I can't help you there.
Okay.
And you can keep ranch, too. I don't hate ranch, but I never choose ranch.
I like it on a Dorito.
Agreed.
Cool Ranch.
Okay. You like dip your Cool Ranch in ranch?
Oh, do you actually dip it? You just like the flavoring?
Whatever that powder is.
Yeah.
Delightful.
But for what it's worth,
I'll snort a bag of that, but I'm not going to eat the dip.
The Cool Ranch tacos, like the Cool Ranch tortillas, that's the one. Over the spicy nacho, that's the one. That's the one you go get.
Okay. We're looking forward to having a conversation with Joe Madden in just a little bit here at Bryn Mawr Country Club. It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Something else happened over the weekend that's just, this has got to stop. At some point, it simply has to stop. We've got to stop with the pernicious sadism of college football coaches. When does this end? When does a school finally look at this and say, yeah, we're going to make sure that our coach isn't one of these guys? And this is now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm doing the math here, if I'm counting the number of Big Ten football programs.
I'll tally. You go.
That have had some kind of off-the-field scandal involving something, right? We've got Penn State.
That's right.
We have Ohio State.
Yeah.
We have Michigan State.
Right.
Okay, that's 3. We had Tracy Clays at Minnesota.
Right.
We had Kevin Wilson fired at Indiana because of being abusive.
Right.
Right. And Tim Beckman fired by Illinois for being abusive. And now Maryland suspending DJ Durkin for being
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, I had it at 7.
Do I have this right?
I had it at 7.
Come on. I mean, the stuff and the details of this with this guy, Rod Court, the strength and conditioning coach.
Right.
You know, you talk about a lot of football people say, yeah, every coaching staff has that one maniac guy that's seen the first 45 minutes of Full Metal Jacket too many times and thinks that's how you make a man. This whole twisted sense of masculinity and manhood and how it ties into violence. And it's just abuse for the sake of abuse. You're not making men. You're abusing people for your own entertainment. When I read the details of this Maryland thing, it's you can't make it up. It's like something that would be a cliche if you're doing a movie pitch. Somebody goes, no, it's too on the nose.
Something I've been thinking about for a little while now, and even before the Urban Meyer thing, I was wondering what it would take if you're an athletic director, right? If you're head of the department, if you're the provost, if you're the president, higher up in the academic side of college, that you've got responsibility over your athletics. Let's say your program Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you understand that you've got a Rod Court in there somewhere, that you've got a scenario whereby there's something going on that you need to stop.
You've got to find it out yourself, first of all. You can't wait to read about it in the paper.
That's what I'm saying. If you're part of these departments now, or even if you're tangentially connected to them, the only power you've got left, the only responsibility really that you have left, is doing it yourself, is taking control of, is changing the culture on your own and damning everybody who's going to be a booster and pulling money away. You know, the hell with season ticket holders. We're going to do this, that, the other thing. Because what we found is that if you're a program that, even if you stand up for Urban Meyer, right? If Ohio State ends up doing that, and by the way, the clock's ticking on the 14 days that the investigation was going to take, and maybe they'll take all 14, who knows? But if you're going to stand up for those guys, you face a minimum in backlash of PR. If you go the other way and actually do something, actually put something out there on record for your student athletes, for the parents of those student athletes, for your fans, for some sort of, just put the mark in the left side of the column instead of the right side. For once, you've got plenty to gain. And you stop an abusive culture.
Well, that's more important. There's another aspect to this, too, that I want to get into that also has to stop, about an aspect of football programs, especially the major colleges, that falls under the auspices of coaching that never should. And we're giving coaches way too much control over some things they have no business controlling. It just has to stop. And football has to stop harboring sadists because of its culture, because of a twisted culture. It has to stop. Anytime you think about the sport and somebody's like, oh, this again, these people, it's always football, right? It's always football with this stuff. And there's no reason for it. There's any number of intelligent and informed football people who hate it too, because they know the black eye that it causes their sport that means so much to them. Those people have to be the stronger voices. But it happened again and again. Yeah. You got to go to a reporter. Somebody had to go to a reporter and say, oh, yeah, they killed a kid.
And they will now, college football coaches, because they understand how pervasive that part of the culture is, they'll come after the reporters too.
Will Muschamp's already doing that.
Yeah, they first in line. Are you kidding me? Will Muschamp?
We're looking forward to have a conversation with Jim DeShays of the Cubs television broadcast.
He's next, in fact, I'm told.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We'll talk Cubs with him after a memorable evening on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Escape. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on 1667 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on September 16th. Enter to win at Chicago's Pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and four tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods. Buy Chicago Cubs Edition waffles and appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's Pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just gonna add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets